I can find you there across the benches, as it were, this morning. Tide has gone out. There we are. Left me here. Well, international interests, keeping our minds open to a world that's out there. There's plenty going on in our nation, isn't there, at the moment? Isn't there just? But we keep our minds also thinking about other places. Here's another place. Slipped from the news, this one. It was all in the news. The last few years, vanished. Syria. Syria. Why, there's been a civil war going on there since 2011. And in the midst of it, well, over the years, we've had all kinds of news. Different towns where shelling's taking place. Either the government forces creating hardship or some of the rebel forces, and there's so many of them. I'm not even going to begin to explain to you who they all are, what their names are, what their aims and objectives are. We would be here all day. It's so confusing. So civil wars, really, that the government's fighting this group here and that group there and another group further down here, and many of them really are just about as nasty as each other. And in the midst of it all, there are people, and we would count them believers, various Christian denominations, some of whom we wouldn't be so familiar with or so happy with in terms of what they believe. But we can believe that in amongst these people, there are true Christians. And even if they're not true Christians, they're really worthy of our thoughts and our prayers and our help where we can give, because they really, really are finding themselves caught in the middle. And so just yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Barnabas Fund reminding us, winter comes to Syria. There it is, this country at the end of the Mediterranean Sea, and there's Israel and Syria up above it there. But it gets very, very cold. Very, very cold. There is snow there. They have something what we call our bleak midwinter here, but it does come down very, very cold. And a lot of the folk from these Christian denominations have lost their homes, lost their livelihoods, live in constant fear, whether it be from the government's bombing of the positions around where they live, or whether it be from the more Islamic fundamentalist people, some of those who are the rebel forces or trying to gain something. And of course, IS has been in there somewhere. We hear less of them now because there is less of them to actually speak about. Their territory has shrunk, but it's not left behind necessarily a happy prospect for the believers in that country or in Iraq or indeed in any other country. And of course, so many of them have stayed put because, well, where could they go? Neighboring countries, just as likely to be hostile towards them. They're Islamic countries. Syria's a bit bizarre. It's actually got a law that created controversy there saying that its president need not be a Muslim. And some people didn't like that, of course, but others did. And so it's got all kinds of different directions it's being pulled in. And Assad seems to be more of the kind of straightforward dictator, tyrant kind of figurehead. But anyway, there are the Christian denominations in the midst of this. Nowhere much to go that would be any much safer than where they already are. And Syria's number six. I just checked it before I came through. Number six in the Open Doors list of persecuting countries where people, believers, are more likely to actually experience hostility. So there's their winter, and their poverty is going to really tell hard upon them. And so we hear about them all the time. No, we don't, do we? They're there one moment in the news, and they're gone the next. Do you know, it's a responsibility that we need to have, that we are not forgetting. People that the news forgets. The news cycle has 24 hours, isn't it? And then something drops off and something else gets put in. But it doesn't mean the problem's got sorted and that everything's now living happily ever after there. It isn't. Some of the hostilities in Syria have ended, or ended in inverted commas. I don't know whether what's left behind is going to leave it stable for the future or just going to be further problems down the road. But let's remember, some of those countries, some of those places, long way away from us, but where troubles are just part of daily life. Here we are, we're going to enjoy our Christmas dinner in a bit through there, we trust. There is a turkey cooking next door, I reliably inform you. So we're looking forward to some good things. Lots of other people, lots of other churches, Christians, believers, not looking forward to such good things, facing great uncertainty. We may at times feel very, very much that we're in a sad place in our own nation. And sure enough, we're surrounded by darkness, aren't we? And you know that better than probably I do from where you are and the places you have to go and the people you have to meet and the ideas that there are going all around. But while that's true, we also remember these countries, these places that quickly get forgotten, and we sort of resolve before God, well, we won't forget them. Let's keep them before our minds. So perhaps next week as well, we'll just have another international flavour and move on then. The new year, won't it? Move on to other things. Well, let's sing our next hymn. 113, to God be the glory. 113.